Hey team, Richard Greer here. Welcome to another Friday Quick Connect podcast where we keep you up to date in what's going on all things Team CP. We've got a pretty exciting chat that we're going to have today with Nat Gallant. So have a bit of a run through that and a few things that are going on and bits and pieces as well. So just a bit of an intro on Nat. I'm not sure if you've read my little blurb, but as I was writing it last night, she's a busy lady. She's an adventurer physiotherapist based in Blenheim who has a love of running, I'd say, would be the main thing that she's really into, and basically all things backcountry. She recently completed the longest stay coast to coast, which she absolutely nailed. But in the grand scheme of her summer, it was just another mission in her jam-packed calendar of adventures. So while the rest of us were resting and in recovery mode over the last five weekends, so went through her Strava, Nat has climbed Manukau, which is a 2,880 meter peak just in the Kaikoura Ranges. I think that was a week after. Jogged around just up the area of Farewell Spit in Golden Bay, bit of a run up there. Had a crack at climbing Mount Aspiring, almost made it to the top, but conditions weren't in their favour on that particular day. Danced lots at Electric Avenue in Hagley Park and jogged up and down the Pinnacle, which is a 1,400 metre peak in the Richmond Ranges just last weekend. So we're looking forward to having a chat to Nat about her summer adventures, her physio practice and future adventures that she's got on the cards, which I'm sure there are many, and some pretty honest ones as well. But just a quick of an update of stuff that's going on, things that are happening. Speaking of adventures, we've got our adventure squad coming up, starts in May, so keep an eye out for that. You can put your name down. We've got a few people on board already. There's a couple of spots left, but it's not just for people in Canterbury. If you're coming from Auckland or North Island or down south, etc., we had Megan from Auckland last year, Claire from Rotorua come down, even Ben come over from Sydney for a bit of a jaunt around Mount Peel with us too. So, let us know if you want to know more about that. 5th of May, 16th of June, 28th of July. Our Coast to Coast Skills Days are coming up in Auckland, Christchurch on the 7th of April. There's only a couple of spots available left in Auckland. May the 4th is our quiz night and end of season awards. So put that in your calendar in Christchurch here. Sign the family up to come along as well. So that should be a bit of fun. Pace runners for the Christchurch Marathon. If you want to do the Christchurch Marathon and sort of help others and sort of give a bit back, that's a really fun day out to support other runners and things. So get in touch with us on that stuff. Daylight savings is unfortunately just around the corner, which changes our sort of angles a little bit of what we're up to. So Thursday run group will change. There's only one Wednesday group ride left next week before we sort of change into more of a Zwift focus. So those that are outside of Christchurch on a Wednesday night can join us for that. And those Wednesday Zwift sessions start just after the school holidays on the 29th of April. But before we go too much further, actually, I just wanted to sort of give you a bit of a background of Team CP, the story of Team CP, I guess. We kicked off, I guess, the business set up in 2006, and we originally called it Complete Performance. And the reason behind that name was, I guess, from a coast-to-coast background for myself, is that it's a really hard thing to say you've done it. It's about nailing your own performance specifically for you. And especially in that coast-to-coast event, it's so hard to say you've absolutely nailed every element of it. So I guess that was the focus for giving that to athletes that we coach. And then that over the years it evolved. And then in 2016, we rebranded to Team CP. And I guess people were already abbreviating it to CP, and Complete Performance was just too hard to say and yell out from the sideline. So went from that. And actually on that, this last weekend, this photo popped up for those that are watching this, if you can see this, of Hayden Prattley wearing his Complete Performance top in the Cedar Sky, finishing the duathlon and I think sort of getting a bit of a podium place at the same time. A couple of years back, that might have been 2019, I said, we could probably update your top there, Hayden. But he said, no, it's my lucky top. I can't have that. So well done for Hayden for flying the flag and being one of the originals. So that's pretty cool. But let's get Nat on the car. Let's find her in the background. And actually, just as we do that, I'm going to do that and click that as well. I'm just going to read a bit of a blurb from Nat's website. So as I mentioned, Nat's a physio. She's traveled all over the world and originally from the UK and resides in Blenheim at the moment. So just as a bit of a, this is what she's been doing. So Along the way, I've served as a medical support at the London 2012 Olympics and as team physio at the 2014 and 18 Commonwealth Games. Driven by her desire to continue to develop professionally, earned your postgraduate diploma in sport and exercise medicine from Otago University in 2019. But her deepest passion lies in the world of running, whether that's through technique analysis, outdoor natural play, or getting her clients to discover their true potential of their feet. And New Zealand is home now. In 2019, she embarked on a 3,000-kilometre adventure across it, running the length of the country unsupported on the Te Aroha Trail. It was a life-changing experience. And since then, have had the adventure bug, and earlier this year completed, as she's written this, God Zone. That was last year. This year's Coast to Coast. And all the everything in between, basically. So outdoors, adventures, pushing yourself, pushing the boundaries. Nat, how about that for a bit of an intro?
Thanks. Hi, how are you going? The first intro about Manukau.
Thanks. How are you getting on?
Like I didn't try hard enough at Coast to Coast. I went up Manukau the weekend after.
It did feel a little bit like that. Maybe you could have gone a little bit faster, but I chose not to say that. I think you've said that yourself. That's pretty awesome, though. Well done for bouncing back. I have to ask you, how is the body?
Yeah, no, it's feeling really good now. Yeah, I probably need to tame it a little bit on adventures and get some good rest in myself. But I felt good being able to climb high and get back up peaks so quickly. I feel like I love training for Coast to Coast, but did it take me away from the mountains? I guess as you got closer and more time on a road bike, less time getting up things high. But
Yeah, and that's awesome, isn't it? So just tell us a little bit about we're going to talk about adventures and bits and pieces, but maybe just since we're talking about that Coast to Coast gig, what's your background? Had you done it before? What did you find the hardest and most challenging in regards to the build up to that?
So yes, I did it before. I did it the year after COVID when it was the Plan B course. And I was living at Outward Bound at the time and did a lot of training by myself in Marlborough Sounds, and just I don't think I had a clue how hard you have to work on a bike, really. I'd put the time and effort in and I've got like a big engine, but I didn't have speed. And when the course changed to Plan B and the entry point for the river was so much closer to Christchurch, I was like 113k cycle, I blew up at Porter's Pass. I was like, yeah, I'm out. I did the calculations as soon as I got on the bike and I'm like, I don't think I'm going to make this, and kind of psyched myself out. It was a bit of a quiet year to do it because everyone was started off at different intervals. And so I had quite a lonely cycle on the first bike ride and didn't really get in a bunch. And, you know, it was cool to experience it, and definitely things that I'd learned I could take through into this year. But definitely from that, I learned that, yeah, you've got to get fit on a bike. You've got to get fast in some respect to do the one day. So I jumped straight into the one day rather than do the 2 day, which some people might think is a bit daft to begin with. But a friend had faith in me, so I went for it.
Yeah, that's awesome. And great to sort of go ahead and sort of nail it this time around. And you did sort of get stuck into that biking. That was a real thing that we had a bit of a focus on originally, on the mountain bike. And then you got into the local racing scene, didn't you? Did a bunch of local sort of Wednesday races in Blenheim.
Yeah, tried to tag on the rest of them. They're quite quick, but made me push really hard to get speed for sure. That is mainly the river. I had a big kind of fear of white water, and it took me a long time to get over that. And it was actually the first time in the race this year that going down the river, I was like, do you know what? I think I've actually got this. I really enjoyed it. Like, I could read the water and felt like you could pick a line, and there was a lot of hard work and support from people here in Blenheim multi-sport group that helped me get on the wire out and get down the rapids every week. And slowly I kind of overcame that, which is totally unsupported fear, because I can swim and I'm happy swimming, but strap my legs down, I guess all my muscles in my legs, all my strength is there, so take them away from me and I'm like,
Yes. Yeah. And to the point you actually enjoyed the paddle this time around, even in that wind.
Yeah. it really surprised me. I felt good all day. And maybe that's because I wasn't really putting any pressures of time on my shoulders, and I just wanted to get to the sandcastle at the end. I just wanted to complete the longest day, and I didn't mind how fast I did it. But I surprised myself, yeah, for sure. And getting on the river, and it probably wasn't the windiest that I'd been down, even though it was windy. I'd been down worse, so I didn't get thrown out of my boat. That was good. Many people did.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you skipped in up the finishing chute, and you were, I looked around, and here you are. You made it. You had a great day, and absolutely nailed it.
Yeah, really happy. I didn't expect to see you at the finish line, so that's why I was like, ah, it was cool to see you.
Yeah, that's right. No, hanging out, waiting to the death. That was awesome. It's always good to be there and part of the event and sort of celebrate those victories.
Yeah, no, it's good to see you, and I'm probably try again. Probably go back to
work. Nice work. So, but that's not this next year, is it? You've got a bigger challenge on the cards this time around, which we'll talk about shortly.
Cool. Yeah. Maybe. Yes. I'm on the wait list.
Oh, you are on the wait list. Okay, right. Right, so let's just go back a step, I guess, in terms of your running and your running adventure. And tell us about that massive mission, running the length of the country. Obviously, people tramp it. There's been people that have run it quite fast with support, but obviously you were out there by yourself running it, obviously so fast-packing it, I guess. Over how long? What sort of length of time are we talking here?
So I did it in 109 days. And I started out thinking if I could run a marathon a day, it would take me 77 days, which kind of went out the window quite quickly. Day five, I think, I got a bit of a sore foot. it's a great adventure. Going from Cape Reinga in the north to Bluff in the south, I met some awesome people along the way, and you go through all different kinds of terrain, like 90 Mile Beach in Northland, and then you hit a few mountains, nothing like on the South Island, but kind of warms you up for the South Island, through cities and golf courses, random towns and villages. And then the South Island, you hit like alpine terrain, which I'd never been in alpine terrain until the Richmond Ranges and Mount Rintel's probably the first like real high point that you get to, and then the Wairu Pass, which totally blew my mind, and absolutely loved it. I'm like, this is what the South Island's about.
Nice, good stuff. So sorry, you just broke up a little bit there. As you said, how long were you actually out there for on the trail? How many days?
109 days.
Fantastic. Well, that's a big mission. And what were some learnings that you took away from that mission, taking, I guess, most of your summer to sort of get that done?
Yeah, probably train with weight, because when you run with like 10 kilos on your back, it changes how you move and the loads that go through your body. And I can't really say that I actually trained with weight beforehand, which is poor performance of a physio, but I definitely put in the mileage in terms of time on my feet and running big distances, but lacked a little bit on the practicing with weight. So when I started running down 90 Mile Beach, I was actually running with an arm pack that had the two front pockets and had a bit of jiggle going on, so I ended up just found some like a little ratchet thing on the beach that had been washed up. So ended up strapping my pack to myself so that I could run without the jiggle, which sorted that out pretty quick. Lesson number one, like train with the weight that you're going to actually be using.
Nice. Yeah. And there must be some pretty, like, you're traveling pretty light, I guess, aren't you? Was that ever an issue when you're sort of not tramping and maybe not, like, are you carrying enough kind of warm safety gear, etc.?
Yeah, I had all like you know, whatever you'd have in a compulsory kit normally, plus a one person tent and sleeping bag, and then food. So as soon as you get like a resupply of food in your bag and you've got, you know, half a kilo of cheese and half a kilo of chocolate, your bag gets pretty heavy. So I learned quite quickly, you just eat your way through your block of cheese and your chocolate and then ration the last bits out to last you, just so you can get the weight down really quickly. But yeah, lots of different terrains that you run through. I ended up getting another lesson learner is thinking about the footwear that you've got. I was pretty hardcore into minimal running shoes, and to an extent I am, but not quite as hardcore as running in Five Fingers, which I was. And my feet were fine. I'd done loads of time training in them, but I don't think I accounted for the fact that your feet swell inside your shoes when you do kind of ultra distances. So I ended up with extensor tendinopathy on the top of my foot. I had a giant fat foot that I couldn't put a shoe on, so had to take a few days rest just to let that settle. So helps to have a different pair of shoes.
And what's the state were you in when you what was the state were you in when you got to the finish line? Were you sort of limping and it was all a bit broken, or were you actually able to, you got stronger and stronger throughout the course of the run?
I felt like I got stronger and stronger, definitely, and then used to the weight of my pack. But then as the South Island went on, I guess, I don't think I was kind of eating enough to sustain. I think I chewed through my muscles a bit. So by the end, I was I'd lost quite a lot of weight and quite a lot of muscle. I was still running by the end, but definitely could have worked on fueling myself a little bit better when the terrain just gets quite a lot more intense and you work so much harder. I made it to the end in one piece, but I definitely needed to eat a few pies, which I definitely did.
Yeah, fantastic. So a few more pies during is a bit of feedback next time.
Sure. Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit more about your physioing. So you've been doing that for a number of years now, as I mentioned at the start, that you were based in the UK initially, and now you're based down in Blenheim. You've done some work out of Anakiwa at Outward Bound there as well. So tell us about sort of what your maybe first question is, what was it like physioing at the Commonwealth Games? That must have been a pretty interesting experience.
Yeah, that was really cool, actually, to work in such a big medical team and have everything there on hand. One of the players way back actually ruptured their ACL while they were there. And just to be able to be like, oh, can we get an MRI on this knee? And it's done within a couple of hours. It's amazing, the equipment that's at your fingertips. And just being surrounded by so many awesome athletes, it's really inspiring.
Nice. So, so from that, you did that for a couple of years, sort of in that environment, and then obviously travelled around the world a bit, and then landed in Blenheim. What does your physio practice look like now? What are you up to at the moment?
So I guess I've got my own company called Trail Run Physio, and I still go back to Outward Bound and do a treat the staff and instructors students there once a month. I contract to a clinic called Well and Good, who it's just an awesome team of people there. We're all females and all really active and get on great. And then still do a bit of online physio work, telehealth stuff that after COVID, all medical physio treatment came online. So I just got used to physioing people online and getting good at instructing people where to put their video cameras so I can see them do different movements and things. So still do a bit of that now. Just including running technique stuff. And I really enjoy sports injuries, and always get a little buzz if I see a runner or a multi-sporter in the clinic.
Yeah, fantastic. And that's probably the beauty of what you're doing, where you're at and being able to work online, is that you can help people all around the country, like as we do as well. So we're definitely going to help bring you on board as part of our team, as part of our sort of physio sort of support service network, I guess, to sort of help people out. So we'll be hopefully doing a few more things together to spread the word and share that as well, which is pretty cool. From a physio perspective and a running perspective, for you, what's a key piece of advice for somebody, I guess, getting started, looking to try and build into their running, or hey, we've just got an entry for the Coast to Coast. Any sort of key advice from your perspective to make sure that they continue to enjoy it?
Probably get onto the strength stuff early and make sure that you do include gym work into all the endurance, all the endurance training, building strength in all your major muscle groups. Probably as a cyclist and a runner, people tend to get tight hamstrings, and doing exercises that having some key exercises that feel good for you, and then a couple of exercises to that you can play around with movements and keep testing out your left versus your right, and then doing exercises that put a bit of length through certain muscles like hamstrings, adductors, hamstring deadlifts, adductor, like multi-directional lunges, things that stretch your muscles but you're working through range at the same time. And calf strength, quad, hamstrings, they're all important to running, and chipping away at that a couple of times a week is super important before your endurance time on the bike, time running, increases, and then you just find you've got less and less time for the strength work. Get it in somehow.
Yeah, good. And that's the key one, isn't it? Just to make sure that we do find some little bit of time to kind of squash it in to increase our chances to stay injury free and to be able to keep enjoying yourself and do the bits that we want to turn up and sort of, keep enjoying your running and your biking, etc. In regards to your build up for the Coast to Coast that you've just had, what were some of the things that you found good in regards to your training and how you kind of, broke that down and were prepared for race day?
I might have had a bit of an alternative run up to race day with all the kind of varying adventures that I had. I thought I was doing God's Own until it got cancelled, and then last minute got an entry for Coast. So I ended up doing True West adventure race, which was pretty awesome, and then some backcountry missions with my good buddy. Keeping training varied, I think I really enjoyed. Making sure I was getting out and doing the things I loved on top of all the specifics of what the requirements of Coast to Coast. Doing some of your Zwift sessions was really awesome. I'd never done that before, and kicked my ass. I worked harder after that.
That's awesome, and great to keep it fun doing missions in the hills and things like that as well. So tell us about your next big mission. What's the sort of goal towards the end of the year? What have you got lined up?
Probably everyone's hearing it here first, because I think I've only told one or two people.
Are we allowed to tell it?
Totally. I just gave Anna, who I work with, the heads up at work, so I'm like, just in case you hear this on this.
Okay, good.
My friend Meg and I, we're going to run the Great Himalaya Trail through Nepal. So it goes from, depending which way you go, Tibet all the way through to India. It's 1,700 kilometers and has 13 or 15 mountain passes that are over 5,000 meters.
Mm-hmm. Wow, cool.
So collectively, it looks like about 88,000 meters of vert.
Look out, Strava.
Not that we're going to aim for a fastest known time. So my FKT on the Tiaroro Trail, I say that it was my funnest known time, not the fastest. And I think my friend and I are going for the funnest known time. But I think a lady in England called Lizzie Hawker, she took 35 days, and hikers tend to take maybe 150. So somewhere in between.
Yeah, good. And if you are aiming for the funnest known time, it means you do get to enjoy it, stop a little bit more, talk to the people, get involved in the culture of travel as well, opposed to just kind of thrashing yourself and suffering and kind of getting up and being miserable for days on end.
100%. Like the running the TA, like I slowed down at the end because people that I met were just so awesome. I didn't want to leave the trail. And the same in Nepal. Like I've heard so many amazing things about how like warming the people are and the culture's incredible, that we don't just want to blast by it. We really want to truly experience the country.
Yeah, good stuff. That's fantastic. So you're deep in planning mode at the moment in terms of trying to get that sorted and sort of figuring out details and obviously just telling your boss.
Yeah. Oh no, it's fine. I mean, I contract so I can leave when I want, but it's, yeah, just trying to prep. It's not going to be the cheapest of trips when it's going to take so long to complete, but yeah, we're kind of in the early planning stages of looking for support from here, there and everywhere for us to be able to get out and do the mission. Saving the pennies in the meantime.
Good stuff. No, that's so awesome. And I look forward to, yeah, I guess, sharing your journey and your build up amongst everything else you're doing. So, yeah, and well done for having, I guess, such a great coast to coast and an awesome summer of adventures that you've just had as well. It's really cool to share your story and probably inspire some others to hopefully get out and look off the beaten track a little bit and see if we can get to the top of some hills and enjoy sharing those adventures with a few others. You do that very well, Nat, and you're a busy lady getting out and about and around the country.
Yeah, I just love it. So that's my inspiration. You got to get out and do what you love.
Good stuff. Hey, thank you so much. Thanks for joining us, Nat. All the best. I guess we need to ask you what you're up to this weekend. What's happening?
Oh, do you know what? I think I'm going to take a bit of time out. I'll get out for a mountain bike ride and a bit of a run, but nice. Get some jobs done around the house. Clean the windows. They're on the list. The boring stuff that gets kicked to the side when you're out on all-day adventures.
Yeah, good stuff. Actually, I did see your windows the other day. You sent me a photo of you trying to clamber through the window with your foot still sticking out of it. So it didn't look too bad in that shot. But doing a few jobs around the house is probably not a bad plan.
I had been locked out the house that's not my normal mode of entry.
Yeah, good stuff. No, that's awesome. Hey, enjoy a relaxing weekend. You've definitely earned one, Nat. And thank you so much for joining us and all the best for the build up to your massive adventure in Nepal.
Thanks. Good chatting.
Good stuff. Excellent. Okay, catch up soon. Cheers, Nat. Nice work. So there we are. Thanks for joining us on another edition of our Community Connect. Hopefully keeping you updated and inspired to get out and do some adventures for yourself. So have a great weekend. Look after yourself. A big thanks to Nat for her time and joining us. And we'll look forward to catching up with you soon. Cheers, team.